As Catherine, I've been a fan ever since I heard you tell your story several years ago. You're one of a handful of people that I go to for information these days. You mentioned in one of your recent discussions that there were some powerful community building organizing going on in some parts of the world. I believe you mentioned, and he mentioned some place. I sent some links, and I'll do a blog post and put some more up. One of the things that is really important, if you're interested in food, you definitely want to try and find the Weston Price groups in your area. I find they're the sort of go-to network around the country if you're interested in food, and that's a great way to start. They're also very positive people. Are you planning anything in the Northeast or New York City? Yep, you bet. Stay tuned for what we do in April. Dear Catherine, thanks so much for all you do. This is somebody from New York asking to get together. We will really do that in April, I promise. My mother has an IRA valued in cash with J.P. Morgan Chase. Considering the current legal issues with J.P. Morgan Chase, what would be a safe alternative institution for where she deposits her IRA account? Let's divide sort of our political feelings from financial security. There's nothing going on with the current legal issues that I would anticipate would impact J.P. Morgan Chase's ability to be a financially secure institution for an IRA. That's not to say that I would ever open a bank account there. But if you look at the dependency of the U.S. government and its allies on the J.P. Morgan Chase infrastructure, it's very hard to imagine J.P. Morgan Chase going down unless the U.S. government was also going down. And I can certainly imagine very many scenarios when the U.S. government would go down and J.P. Morgan Chase would not. So I really think that as a practical matter, if security is the only issue, I just think as a practical matter, J.P. Morgan Chase is not a problem. I do think because of the politics around J.P. Morgan Chase and some of the shenanigans they've engaged in, if you said to me, is that the number one most secure IRA account, I would say no, there are other institutions which I think are better. But I really don't think that you need to worry about those current legal issues impairing existing financial security. Hi, Catherine. Hearing more talk about bail-ins, what are your current thoughts? Are we closer to that being a reality? Would it be wise to move cash balances to investment accounts, or would there be any would there be any more protected there? I do think bail-ins are coming. I don't think it's going to jeopardize the FDIC system unless they do a taxation of the kind that the folks at the IMF have talked about occasionally. I think if you're in a sound bank in this country and you stay within the FDIC limits, you won't have any problem, including if you stay in the FDIC limits in your investment bank account, which a lot of the brokerage firms, you can take your 250 limit up to much higher. But I do think you're going to see more and more shifting to real assets, whether owning a piece of real estate or a coin like gold or silver, or, you know, real assets through owning equity in a company that has real assets and real operations and can generate a cash flow. So I do think it's going to push us more towards equity and sort of hard assets. And but I don't think it's a 2014 issue. I think bail-ins are going to be more of a 2015 issue. So I'll make sure I address it during the wrap-up. But I would not worry so long as you're in a sound institution and within FDIC limits. But again, balance, 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 balance. Anything can happen. And so we need, even if I think bail-ins affecting an FDIC deposit is a very small position right now, anything can happen. So obviously you don't want to bet the ranch and keep everything in the banks.